introduce Timothy Barrett. Timothy, the title of his talk is Papermaking at 100 Sheets an Hour. That seems a little fast to me. Challenges, I'm sure, and aesthetics. Tim, received a baccalaureate degree in art communication a long time ago. His career includes several years at the legendary Twin Rocker hand papermaking company, a company that when I was just beginning to learn about handmade paper, they were the most talked about group in America. He spent 2 years as a Fulbright Fellow studying papermaking in Japan, and 2 years of study at Western Michigan Research and doing university's Department of Paper and Science Engineering. Now that's a fantastic spread of experience. I mean, from America's premier hand papermakers and to Japanese traditional papermakers, and then to go into a research facility and learn not only paper chemistry, but no doubt stress engineering and other factors, which paper engineers I know have to know because I grew up with a scientist in that very field. My uncle was a scientist in paper engineering and so forth. Anyway, his many years of research on early European handmade paper have been funded by the National Endowment for the Arts, the Kress Foundation, etc. I mean, a whole long list. And in 2009, he was awarded a MacArthur Fellowship, which is, I gather, you know, just about at the top of the world. That's really fantastic. And Timothy is an author of 2 books, 6 videotapes, and 25 articles on the history, technique, and aesthetics of hand papermaking. He joined the University of Iowa Center for the Book in 1986. In Iowa, we have, in the middle of this country, one of the most amazing conglomerations of people interested in books, in conservation, printing, poetry, literacy, literature, and probably bourbon, whiskey, gin, my favorite subject after literacy. He was director of that center from 96 to 2002 and became its director again this last year. And we're going to learn a little bit about his primary research interest in the contemporary. So let us welcome Timothy Barrett.